Connie Willis here on Coast to Coast AM. Our guest tonight, Anthony Sanchez, known for his book UFO Highway, talking about Dulce, talking about all sorts of really interesting things along the way, documentarian, author, researcher, and of course, his paranormal software and Ghost Hunter apps. You can find him at ghosthunterapps.com as his website, his book ufohighway.com. And his film is Haunted Minds, The Ghost Box Sessions. I was a part of that with he and Steve Huff and golly, a whole crew of people. And let's see, I think there was one other little website or area to go catch him at. And I guess that would just be Facebook, right? So Anthony, I really want to hear all about the new apps, what they do, and how different they are from the past.
Right, so I spent the last 16 months creating a new suite of apps specifically for Android and iOS. The iOS ones will be out soon enough, but initially they're deployed to Android. But, you know, ghost boxes, there's usually, when you're talking about software, there's two kinds. There's the audio bank-based ghost box, and then you have the Shoutcast radio scanning ghost box. And with the latter being sort of a software version of a Frank's box. And, excuse me. I did both for Android. I did both. I created a follow-up to the SCD1 and SCD2. Obviously, it's the SCD3. There are thousands of users worldwide of the SCD1 and the SCD2. So it's exciting to put the SCD3 onto Android. Very exciting. And we did a ghost box session with that last night. And it was amazing. You know, the results were just amazing. But, you know, I really delved into the spiritual aspect of things. And I created an app called the Demonivox with another one called Angelic. And they're sort of going a pair. You have these angelic versus the demonic. And, you know, you have a lot of people in the paranormal who work in demonology, and they just gravitate towards the Demonivox. It's a really a nice little app. And
you always have great names for them, by the way, Anthony. So I got to ask you, this is the only thing I'm picturing in my mind right now, is you get one app that's the angel one, and you hold it on one side of your shoulder and put the demonic one over on the other side of your shoulder. That's all I was thinking when you were saying that.
Kind of the way it is. I tell people this, I call them the twins.
But, I love it.
You know, an angel, what is an angel but a supernatural being across various different religions? And with this app in particular, what I wanted to do was something special. I wanted to take the Book of Enoch, and I wanted to take that text and run it through some software that I wrote that converts it into audio. And from there, I delved into the Book of Watchers, the Book of Parables of Enoch, the Astronomical Book, the Book of Dream Visions, the Epistle of Enoch. And I took all that text, converted it to audio, and then I processed it at 432 hertz, which is known as the Schumann resonances, which some people call the heartbeat of the earth. And it really gives it a special flavor.
Wow.
And the ghost box produces these really, really, really incredible sounds that really help ghost hunters and ITC professionals. And it's just amazing. And I did the same thing for the Demonivox. I did the same exact thing for the Demonivox. But instead of using the Book of Enoch with the Demonivox, I used the Key of Solomon, Book 1 and Book 2, which delves into conjurations, invocations, curses, purifications, and exorcisms. I also used the False Monarchy of Demons, written in the 16th century, known as the Pseudomonarchia Dominium, and the Lamegaton, which is a grimoire on the demonology that was written in the 17th century. And I use those texts converted into audio, also at 432 hertz, to produce the Demonovox. And they're just incredible apps. I think people are just going to love them.
So does that, let me see if I am getting this right. So, because I remember when we were using those before, these certain words would come up. And I'd be like, wow, how did they know that? How did they, where did that come from? So you kind of give, if you want to do a demonic box or angelic box, you kind of put as much text and technology into that area, into it, so that whatever spirit is there or entity of any sort can pull from the language that they would know and be a part of. That's how that works?
Ah. That's correct.
Interesting.
That's correct. And it's amazing. People from around the world get responses in their own language.
Oh.
It's crazy how it works.
Oh, we were in that bar set up. And I remember
different languages. This time I wanted to think outside of the English speaking language as a primary factor for prerequisite for the software. So I created an app called the Santa Muerte, which is in Spanish, the Holy Death. And it's a female deity or folk saint in Mexican Catholicism. And she represents the personification of death and is associated with healing, protection, safe delivery to the afterlife. She's sort of a cultural phenomenon. So there's a Santa Muerte app that I put together, which I used text from the Grimoire on Our Lady of Holy Death. And get this, Aztec prayers from the Book of Treatise on Superstitions that was written in 1629 by Ruiz de Alcorn from Spain. And talk about incredible sounding results, but not just in Spanish, but in Latin and in English and in German. It's crazy. But the Santa Muerte turned out to be an incredible app. It's kind of scary to look at, but if you can get past that and just work with the audio during the Ghost Box session, you'll be amazed. And we were last night. We were, Noreen Belovich and I, she's a friend of mine. You know Noreen. She was in the movie with us.
Yeah.
Yep. We did a Ghost Box session last night for 3 hours.
Oh.
And it was good practice for tonight. And I was telling Sean, my son, I said, I need to practice to get ready for Connie on Friday. So I did the Ghost Box session with Noreen. And it really got my voice to be stronger for tonight. And you can tell I'm having a little bit of difficulty speaking. But last night, we did some interesting cases. And one of them was at the Cecil Hotel. Elisa Lamb was the girl that was filmed going in and out of the elevator, pressing all these buttons. And it looked like somebody was chasing her. And she ended up being found in the water tank at the top of the hotel.
Oh, I remember that.
And nobody knows who killed her. If it was a suicide, there's no answers. So we did a Ghost Box session, and we were using the Santa Muerte and the Demonovox. And boy, oh boy, were they talking. And we had people in the live chat going crazy, telling us what they heard from the apps. We were doing a live stream, and it was just incredible.
I'm on your site now, and I was trying to look at each one. Which one did you say it's not easy to look at?
Oh, the Santa Muerte. So if you're on the site and you go to the, if you go to ghosthunterapps.com.
Yep.
And you scroll down where it says Android is here, there's two orange links. One says the Amazon App Store, and the other one says the Google Play Store. You can go to either one of those stores And then you'll see the list of all the apps, and the one is called the Santa Muerte.
I'm gonna check it
And
out. Oh, I see. Ah, that is scary.
there's another one that's called Kali. Kali being the goddess of darkness. And I did that because there's a billion people out there that speak the Hindi language. So the Kali Mata, the Dark Mother, she's the embodiment of time and the female form of Shiva, another deity. And her name literally means she who is death. And she's said to live in cemeteries amid corpses that are decaying to remind us that our world is a cemetery where all things are that are born must decay and die. So I took audio from the Atharva Veda, the Mundaka Upanishad, and the Devi Mahatmyam. These were written like a long time ago. And we're talking, a thousand years prior to Christ. That's how far back these go. And the results that we got last night from the Kali, the Dark Mother, same thing. Just incredible. In
Like
English,
what?
and then
You
everybody
gotta
was saying
tell us.
German. Everybody was saying they kept hearing German, and I'm like, but the language is Hindi, but it was producing German in English, and we're like, how is that possible? But the responses were clear.
Wow.
Girls were talking to us. Some demon in a deep male voice kept using swear words and getting angry with us. It's just amazing.
That is some scary stuff. When I've used these, it's scary what you pick up. It's
Get really unnerving. A lot of people don't like to do it after too much time. They stop. They don't like to do it alone either.
And you know what someone told me, and you may preach this to people, you probably do. They say don't ever do it at your own home. Go somewhere else and do it because you don't want to attract anything or even
Right.
know what might be there, right?
Exactly. You don't want to attract negative entities, negative spirits into your home. And if you do, all you have to do is a cleansing. You could smoke sage, run some burnt sage through your house and say things, say some messages of positivity, prayers, and ask the spirits to leave your home. And usually they will. They will. Trust me, I've had to do it multiple times in my house because I'm developing these apps here in my house. And I think I tend to invite a lot of negative entities in here. So periodically I have to burn sage and say a prayer.
Yeah, that's a
And
smart thing to
also
do. Do you put that on the apps as well to say, hey, this, do you warn people ahead of time and give them instruction of
oh yeah,
how
if
to
you
start
buy
this and end it?
yeah, when you buy the apps, you can literally swipe right on the apps. And it'll take you through a series of pages, and we cover all that.
That's a smart thing to
And
do. A
we
lot of
cover the basics of how to use the apps, how to be responsible. These are not toys, these are tools for the paranormal. Very serious about it. We take it very seriously.
You know, when it all started with the Ouija board, Parker Brothers, that what did they just thought it was kind of a game at first, didn't they?
Right, I'm
Or
staring at one right now. My son Sean has
oh.
beautiful Ouija board, and I look at that thing and I'm like, I don't want to go near it, but it's scary. I've seen videos online where the planchette will all of a sudden move on its own without anybody touching it, and it's
Oh.
hard to debunk that. It's just really scary.
Man, if you ever get video of that, that'll be good.
That
So
would be a
there's a machine out there, and I never remember the name because it's a strange name to me. I just don't ever remember it. Sometimes there's a catchy word and you can remember things. I just don't remember it, and I'm sure somebody will text me here as I'm saying it. But it's where you I guess it's some sort of camera or electronic type thing. I'm not sure what it is, but it shows the entity in a stick formation.
Yes, that's the SLS cam.
That's it. That's it. Do you have anything like that coming, or do you have anything like that as an app?
Well,
and how would that work?
Yes, that Ghost Hunter app. I have an app called Ghost Cam Pro. And Ghost Cam Pro literally is a motion, has military grade motion detection. And it can record. And you ever see the movie The Conjuring?
Mm-hmm.
You remember when they set up the cameras to record or to take pictures when the temperature would drop? You know, there would be like a cold spot. Or if the temperature increased, usually it's cold spots.
Yeah.
The Ghost Cam Pro does all of that.
Does it show it in a stick?
My little contribution to that portion of paranormal
awesome.
Ghost hunting.
Awesome. Awesome. Does it show it in a stick? Because that to me is like, oh my gosh, look at the arms and the legs going.
Oh, yeah. This one has different, it has a whole bunch of patterns. Mine doesn't do the stick figures, but mine does show the motion detection, and it'll put green dots and grids on anything that is moving. There's
okay.
a great video on it. If you go to ghosthunterapps.com and you click on the Ghost Cam Pro link at the top, you'll see a video at the bottom of the page that it takes you to that literally will show you that if we had a Frank's box that was running during a ghost box session and the Ghost Cam Pro focused in on the Frank's box and it went to town. You know, it's very, very accurate.
I remember that Frank's box.
Mm-hmm.
Now you got a beautiful picture of good old sexy Steve Huff there in that Don't Be Scared picture.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. Well, because that particular video was one of my favorites of Steve Huff's. Because he used the Q3 Mark II in that video. And that's why they're right next to each other. But Steve's videos are just out of this world.
They are. Steve Huff Paranormal. We're talking with Anthony Sanchez, and he's telling us about his latest Ghost Hunter app. So we're going to take some calls for the next segment here before he takes off, so you can ask him some questions as well. And Steve Huff, if you're out there listening, hey, we'll have to talk and get together, see how you've been. And I'm living out in the woods now, huh? Oh, no. Bigfoot's coming your way. More to come with you as well. I'm Connie Willis, and you're listening to Coast AM. It's Coast to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. Happy to be along with Anthony Sanchez talking about his Ghost Hunter apps. We can talk across the board with him about so many things, but wanted to definitely key in on his latest and most recent apps because of his sickness before, his illness before, really taking him to that point of seeing the light and beyond kind of thing, coming back, creating newer and more unique Ghost Hunter apps from the perspective of even a deeper understanding. And so it's going to continue to progress. He's been able to take technology due to his computer background and make these apps. But then, you know, he's always engrossed. He's always ahead of everybody else when it comes to the tech. So he is constantly keeping in mind what's next. What else can I do? How can I put it together? So it's a great combination there, Anthony. And what do you see in the future of the apps? Even though I know these are just now coming out, but do you see even technology changing again to where you take it to another level? Or do you think it's kind of going to settle where it's at for a while?
No, well, I think it's going to get better because with the technology improving, it'll mean that, you know, those of us who write algorithms and use a lot of files and rely heavily on the footprint of the underlying technology on the phones is just going to improve and it's going to allow us to go even further.
Well, we got some phone calls. You ready to take some?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's go to, let's see here. First time caller, John, out of Fremont, Ohio. Hey there, John, how are you? Welcome to Coast.
Hey, thanks. Connie, really enjoyed Brandy Gilman coming on back a couple months ago. And really like how you are a wonderful guest host for George and love the open forum.
Thank you.
Yeah. The technology, we got to get everybody caught up. Otherwise, they're going to all be left behind.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
It sounds to me like the algorithms, and I've always been a mathematical guy, and there's statistical analysis, and I wasn't very studious when I was younger, and I got the highest grade in college in the stats class, and the guy said, you should take operations research, 380. You're ready. And I didn't know what he was exactly talking about, but statistical analysis of current data that we get all the time and other phenomena that what is possible, anything.
Anthony, how does that resonate with you, with what John's saying?
You know, it definitely resonates. You know, me with my programming background, you know, prior to getting sick, I had done a lot of work with mathematicians from Stony Brook University, Stanford University, who were doing, you know, statistical modeling. So I definitely know where he's coming from.
So are you saying you can create the algorithm? Isn't that what determines so much to us when we're on the computer of what we see?
Right. Algorithms, you know, if you can utilize pre-existing algorithms that were written by other, you know, scientists, mathematicians, engineers, or you can create your own algorithms. And I do both.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, I've always said you're ahead of the game. I remember the nice setup at his place where he had a big desk and all this equipment around him, and he was just sitting in the middle of it, just like the old days where we would be at the clubs and we'd have all the equipment around us. That's how you were set up.
My lab has gotten a lot more busy since then.
Oh, man.
I'm surrounded by, let's see, 1, 2, 3 computers and 3 tablets and a phone, a smartphone. So that's dedicated just for the software.
And a nice mic in there, too.
Right, right. Absolutely.
You got to have that. So east of the Rockies, we've got Cynthia out of Massachusetts. Hey there, Cynthia. Welcome to Coast to Coast. How are you?
Oh, good. Thank you. And hope everyone's doing well. I basically have experienced a lot of death in my family, as well as near-death experience myself. And so I've had, you know, spirits that come to me, and a family member did, and I relayed the message, and but only said it once. And so sometimes these spirits come to me, and I don't know what to do. I'm totally confused. I don't know if they're spirits or they are just informants from the other side.
You know, it's very easy to become overwhelmed. So I always tell people, if you're going to try and engage and talk with, you know, spirits, you have to make sure you are in a right state of mind. I always tell people to meditate, try and relax. Don't let yourself become overwhelmed by the experience. You know, it's best to think of it as communication that serves a purpose.
So, Anthony, and thank you there, Cynthia, and also John from before. So, to remind people, Open Lines is coming up next hour. So, okay, Anthony, you have these apps that locate entities, communicates with entities. Do you have and or will you have ones that will zap them away or even help them cross over?
You know,
Or did I give you a cool idea? I'm just kidding. You're ahead of the game on that.
I wrote an app years ago with Steve Huff called Ethereal.
Ah.
And what the Ethereal app did was It literally allowed you to write messages and have those messages broke down into binary mm-hmm. and transmitted over radio frequency into the ether. So if you want to communicate with spirits, this allowed you to communicate on that level and send messages to the other side. Utilizing a completely different means of technology, taking text, breaking it down into binary, blasting it through radio.
I remember that.
And a lot of people have used ethereal to tell some spirits, please go away. Or some spirits, it's time to cross over. It's very interesting.
It is, because, you know, everybody uses it for something different. Have you noticed things that people have used your apps for that you thought, I would have never thought about that, but how cool?
You know, when we started the show, we talked about EVPs and we mentioned aliens, right?
Mm-hmm.
I will never be, I mean, I was so amazed at the amount of people that use ghost boxes to try and communicate with extraterrestrial beings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so interesting, but most people don't know this fact. The very first ghost box I wrote wasn't intended to be a ghost box. It was supposed to be a listening device for me to use when I went to Area 51. I had theorized, I said, everybody uses radio frequencies that are known. The base that they use at the base, I said, what if they're using radio frequencies outside the typical ranges that we're familiar with? And what if they are using frequencies that fall into the industrial, scientific, and medical frequency range, which is Bluetooth? And so that's why I designed that original app that was meant to try and pick up secret signals coming out of Area 51. I showed that to Bill Murphy, who then said, you just wrote something that's practically a K2 meter because of the fact that it's picking up EMF, radio frequency interference. And that was the birth of Ghost Hunter apps. I've never looked back. So you can thank my UFO research and alien research for the birth of Ghost Hunter apps and me taking a right-hand turn into the paranormal.
That's how this stuff happened. You know, it's you and I do a lot of the parallel things where we study all the different genres. And I think it's extremely intelligent to do that because you learn so much that way. Now, what I'm liking to see, because, you know, a lot of people and the majority of people stay in one area, ghosts or aliens or UFOs, and UFO people aren't necessarily alien people. And you got Bigfooters and you got Dogman, you know, there's so and just remote viewers and there's all these areas where people just stay in one. And that's great because we can learn so much for them that get into it deeply. But when you get into it deeply all and then pull it all together kind of thing, you're kind of in that with me as well to do the same thing. One of the things I really like is that ghost hunters now, I kind of like it and I don't kind of like it because I love the Bigfoot world. I love all the worlds, but the latest one that I've been really delving in the deepest is that one because of the communication, the mind speak and the pictures, and you can actually get this stuff. It seems to be easier than the other ones to me, but the ghost hunter people are starting to see that, hey, I'm liking Bigfooting, and they're using their tools, the K2 meter and these things for the Bigfoot part of it, and amazingly enough, it's starting to work. So they're you know, I'm only saying unfortunately because you don't want a ton of people out there in the woods with you, you know, so you're like, oh no, don't know everything about it, but it's good and it's interesting that those tools are working in there. And you and I've discussed a little bit of, hey, let's look into this, but more and more tools, and they're real tools.
It's funny that you say that because there's always been this close relation between the UFO community and the cryptozoology community.
Yeah, when a lot of people are like, oh my gosh, I've seen them together. At first, remember, there was a big fight about that. People wouldn't believe it. It's like, no, no. Right. People started having video of it.
I remember one time I was on the radio with the late Ed Grimsley, and we were talking with Jerry Pippen, and he blew my mind away. This, trust me, George Norrie knows Ed Grimsley. He was friends with George, and they had a couple of run-ins. And he was talking about UFOs dropping off Bigfoot.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't believe the story he told. It was just amazing.
I've seen some video of that. It's like, wow, you know, there's a saucer over there. Wait a minute. What is that walking in the silhouette of a Bigfoot? So, and I've seen them all on the same night as well. It's like, oh my gosh, what's going on here? What's the deal? The Wookiee, right? So listen, we only have a few minutes left. Time flies when you're here. And so is there anything you'd like to say in leaving as advice, and also tell us where to find you?
You know, as a form of advice, I want people to be positive. Consider that we're not immortal. You know, I had these near-death experiences, and, you know, I'm really struggling with my recovery, but I'm getting better every day. And I just want people to remember to live life to the fullest, be happy, and be grateful for everything that you have. Yeah, that's about it.
Okay, that's good. Straightforward. And where can everybody find you?
They can find me at ghosthunterapps.com or ufohighway.com.
And what is next from you besides your latest apps becoming in iOS? What's after that?
I would like to complete my second book. And definitely get back to the convention circuit. Go do the conferences again. Start speaking in front of, you know, a bunch of people.
And another documentary with Connie and Steve and the whole gang.
Thank you so much, Connie.
You're welcome. No, thank you. Thank you. And one more thing, because I was talking about this the other day to somebody, and if you can say it in less than 30 seconds, I'm sure you can. You had like a baseball career ahead of you at one point, right?
When I was a young man, I was brought up in a baseball family. My dad was a coach for over 30 years. And my younger brother was, scouted by like the Seattle Mariners when he was a young baseball player. And I was invited to open tryouts for the Giants. But, you know, I decided to go into software.
Do you ever regret that? Do you say, yeah, I could have played a little bit and then I go into software later?
Really, really good at baseball. So was my brother. We had an incredible coach and our father. And we both could have had baseball careers. But we chose.
And what was your position? Were you pitcher?
I was a pitcher and also played first base.
All right. Okay. All right. So that was Anthony Sanchez. And yeah, when I was younger, for like 8 years, I played second base on a boys organized league for 8 years. Wow. It wasn't to prove a point. It's just those were my buddies and my pals. It was never like that. It was just fun. And I was just part of the team and we had a great time. It's just much more fun than a big old softball. So you are listening to Coast AM. Connie Willis here. We've got open lines coming up. Hope you'll stick around and ask some questions and maybe even tell some of your stories and accounts. It's Coast to Coast AM. Thanks for being here.